Love it.
Gordon Lovett has an unusual position in that he's an Englishman who's director of programming at one of the Czech Republic's four main TV channels, the commercial station Prima. A decade ago, he held the same post at state broadcaster Czech Television. And before that, he was a professional actor. Indeed, a visit to Zlín, or Gottfaldov as it was in those communist times, with a student drama group in the 1980s, was Gordon Lovett's first experience of the country he now calls home.
There was a theatre exchange. It was when I was still a student. It was something called Greenwich Youth Theatre or something like that. And because obviously everybody's left wing in places like Greenwich, so they had this kind of partnership with Malacena in Zlín. So it's basically a group of young Czechs came to UK. Basically, we showed them everything which was wrong with London. They had a great time, and we just had a lovely innocent time in Czech Republic.
In the mid to late 1990s, you worked at Czech Television. Now you're here at a commercial station, Prima. What have you found to be the biggest differences between working for a public service broadcaster and for a commercial station?
I think one of the nicest things about working for a commercial TV is the fact that it's quantifiable. Things are clear whether something's a success or not, and it's much easier to be able to define it. I think one of the tough problems with the public TV, wherever, same with Český rozhlas, I'm sure, is, you know, defining what's a success and what's not. Here it's very clear. It's audience and cost effectivity connected with that audience that you receive. I mean, another nice thing about Prima is that it's extremely compact. It is not a large organization, even compared to TV Nova. And we have this kind of system, which is we work nearly exclusively with external production companies. So that makes it, again, very much clearer, that division between being the broadcaster and the producer. Whereas at a public TV, especially in Czech Republic or Romania, where I worked in public TV as well, you have this huge studios that you have to fill. So that means that a lot of your decisions are not made on what is the best show for you, but is basically you have to fill, you know, the studios that you have and actually employ the people that are there. That doesn't mean that there's not wonderful things about working for public TV. It's absolutely lovely, a lot of the shows that you can do there.
What have you found to be the benefits or even the challenges of being somebody who's not from the Czech Republic but working as a programmer for Czech TV stations?
I think there's an advantage and a disadvantage. It's easier to be objective because you're quite clearly from outside. You don't have the same kind of specific prejudices to individual people that you might have if you are from the area, and Prague is quite a small pool, so everybody knows each other. And, you know, being kind of slightly away from it does really help. Obviously, being a foreigner, you don't know as many things. You don't have the same kind of tradition that you would if you're a Czech. If you understand the language, I don't think that's that big an issue.
But as a foreigner, have you met any resistance in your career here?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, especially at public TV. I haven't really found it at commercial TV, but public TV, I think it is that fact that, I mean, I think it would happen in UK as well. I mean, it's nothing to do with being Czech Republic, but I think whenever there's a foreigner in a relatively high position in a cultural institution, it's quite clear that you will have some criticism because of that. I mean, whether it's valid or not, I would say what I've always tried to do is kind of just say, okay, talk about the work that I am doing rather than the fact that I'm a foreigner.
One question I have about putting together a schedule for a TV station, obviously many months in advance you'll be doing this, do you have some kind of limit? Do you say to yourself, we can only have, say, 3 cop shows and 2 quiz shows at the same time? Or does that come into it at all?
It does, in the sense that you've got to have a balance of genres. When we're talking about acquisition series, though, I mean, I'd have to say that you can never have enough detectives.
You, at Prima, you buy some international franchises. For example, you've got a new program coming out soon, which is a version of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. I'm wondering, when you are buying a new program like that, do you instantly have a sense of what could work in the Czech market, or do you do research, or how does that work?
I think you often have a sense what would work, what wouldn't, but we do research. We basically kind of create a kind of short list of the type of formats that we like, and then we do focus groups and sometimes kind of short kind of clips with internet research as well to actually work out what would work. But it's not just about the format, it really is who's the personality. For example, with Kitchen Nightmares, we have Zdeněk Polreich from Café Imperial. He's the chief cook there, and it was just automatic when it was him. This is very important with lifestyle shows, and I think that's why we do them so well here, is that we really think not just about the format, but about the kind of personality, who's going to be the key person. It's a real skill to get somebody who has, you know, expertise outside of TV, but can then communicate on TV.
Last summer, Prima showed the Football European Championship, which surprised me, given that you have only got one channel and there were so many hours of football. Were you worried you could turn off some of your viewers, particularly women?
It was considered. The evidence, though, is the opposite, is that during the championships we gained audience, and then we actually grew our audience in the second half of last year over the first half. So from that perspective, we didn't. What we were able to do is, you know, we were aware that we were going to get a more male audience, so we did promote quite a lot of Arnold Schwarzenegger films and things like that for specific times immediately after the championship. So we were actually able to keep more men at the same time while not alienating women, because we have loyal viewers, especially for shows like Velmi Kšeky Stahy. It's basically a two times weekly soap, which is called in English, I guess, Very Fragile Relationships.
Given that you're from the UK and you've been working here for several years in television, where do you see the big differences between TV here and TV there?
I think one, money, which is always an extremely frustrating thing, you know, that you cannot spend the same kind of money. I think actually a positive thing is when I look at some of the formats with some of my Czech colleagues from UK, the creativity in the comedy is excellent in a lot of them, but very often design is weaker than in the Czech Republic. I think really a lot of kind of the graphic and tradition in Czech Republic is probably stronger. What's very difficult is finding people who have decided to use it to do entertainment as a trade in the Czech Republic. That is certainly a weak thing. What's been a revolution in the last 5 or 6 years in Czech Republic has been drama. Czech Republic's always had an incredible film tradition, but it's only been in the last 5-6 years that it's become the TV machine of regular drama has really started to work. So that's a really new thing here.